Today is Wednesday, July 29th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm recording right after work once again because I'm trying to be very efficient in my use of time because we do a lot. And we work out, we have to cook dinner, we do yard work, we do all this stuff. And I just want to, you know, I want to speed through everything, get it done. And, you know, you need to live in the moment and enjoy your life. But at the same time, I quit work. I'm very much all about work-life balance when it comes to work. So I'm like, oh, it's the end of the day. I'm going to quit for the day. But yeah. So Mark and I started watching a new show last night. It's called Alone. And I haven't decided if I like it or not. It's so basically, it's a show about, and I think they tried to do something similar to this on Fox a year or two ago, maybe even a couple of times. Like they tried once and then they tried again. And I don't know, maybe they've had multiple seasons and I'm unaware. But, and I'm not sure what it was called. So this is going to be very vague for all of you. But they put all these people, and I think it was on islands or something, but they dropped all these people off on their own. And they had to survive. And I think the winner is the one who makes it the longest or something. In the American version of this show, and I'm not sure that it's the same show, but we'll go with it. We'll say it was. In the American version of the show, they could travel around and they could meet each other and stuff like that. So, like, there was this man and he was all alone, you know, where they had dropped him off and he was getting depressed. And some lady who they had dropped off a little bit away happened upon him when she was like doing her daily search for food or something. And then they started living together for a while and then she left. And anyway, all that to say, this show was similar to that, except they drop, it was a Canadian show. It is a Canadian show and they drop everyone off. And apparently they have multiple seasons of this. Because they said in this year's season, we're going to the Canadian Arctic or whatever. So these people are dropped off. These are all these survivalist people and, you know, people that want to prove something to themselves. And this guy, so they're dropped off in the Canadian Arctic and they're all around this lake. And I don't know, they don't really explain the rules, but I assume they're not allowed to like visit each other. Because the name of the show is Alone. And so I'm assuming they don't want them to have any interaction with any people. Because they also, I think they must be their own camera people. Because they have a tripod with the camera on it. They have a GoPro type situation. They have all of these cameras, but they're working them themselves. And so when they have scenes with each of the people, it's like a vlog or something. Like they're talking into this camera. You can tell there's like no cameramen there at all. But so the first episode, this guy falls and I think he broke his knee or something. I don't even know if it's possible to break your knee, but he broke something. And apparently they carry around these walkie-talkies with them. And if they want to, they call it tapping out. And if they want to tap out, then they call, you know, home base or whatever on their walkie-talkie. And they're like, oh, I'm tapping out. And he's crying. Well, it's so funny. Well, then he leaves. And then we watch the second episode. And apparently every episode, another person leaves. And there must be 10 episodes. I don't really know. But anyway, so because there are 10 people that they start with. And so the second episode, this guy, you know, he's going to win. He's going to win this. He's going to win this show. I don't want to spoil this for people. Well, anyway, I'm not saying who it was. so it's not really spoiling anything. But then the second episode, this guy, you think he's going to win. You're like, he's going to win the whole thing. And he looks like he knows what he's doing. He's got the best shelter of everybody. He's, you know, doing this great job. And he eats something. He ends up eating something. And even goes into detail about, like, oh, you know, you really want to clean this thing good and make sure there are no parasites. And you want to make sure the liver's in good shape. I don't know. Is this thing he's eating like an alcoholic possibly? Why would you check the liver to see, oh, does he have cirrhosis? He didn't say cirrhosis, but so he does that. And it makes him sick. And so I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy who's like this big survivalist, this big, you know, I thought he was going to win the whole competition. And he gets a little stomach ache and he taps out. But the funny thing was, there are no camera, like I said, there are no cameramen with him. Well, when he taps out, air quotes, all of a sudden, this boat comes up with all these people. And there are four cameramen, maybe three or four cameramen. And they are right up in his face. They're not trying to help him. Like, you see these cameramen swarm up. And he's got at least three cameramen with their cameras about a foot from his face. And they're trying to get, I guess they're trying to get every angle of this guy. Because he's crying. You know, he's like, oh, I disappointed my family. And my stomach hurts. And I had a heart attack before. And, you know, all this kind of stuff. But man, these cameras just swarm in. I'd be like, get the hell out of my face. I just ate something that really tore up my stomach. So anyway, we were watching that. And I was supposed to record, and I did record. I've been on, and I know I mentioned this, but I've been guest hosting on a recap show for Golden Girls. Because, you know, I don't do enough podcasts, so thought I might. You know, I just want to get my name out there. You know, get my name out there and see if I can become big in the podcasting world. And we're sitting there on the couch watching Alone. We've just had chili, which I made earlier in the week. By the way, Kathy Bacon on Twitter said I should not be reheating this stuff in plastic. I have a couple of things to say about that. First of all, number one, she said she thought I had frozen. She said, don't reheat your frozen meals or whatever in plastic. And I didn't freeze them. I actually put them in the refrigerator. But also, if you were going to freeze something, normally you would freeze it like in a Ziploc bag or maybe a vacuum seal bag or something like that. And those are plastic. So how do you avoid reheating that stuff in plastic? I don't know. Like, how do you get the plastic off of it? It's frozen. It's like stuck. Do you have to like let it thaw out a little bit first and then peel off the plastic? Also, I have a lot of questions about this because I've been doing sous vide a lot, and sous vide is done in a plastic bag. So are you telling me that I'm killing myself slowly by sous viding my meat? It's really convenient. I mean, you do have to have a water bath, but it's, and what I was thinking of doing is pre-vacuum sealing my meat. Like, I bought some steaks at the grocery store when we went on Monday. And I thought, okay, I'll salt and pepper the steaks, maybe put a little pat of butter in there, maybe some rosemary. I don't know. I don't have any rosemary right now, but if I did, you know, maybe put some rosemary in there. Then sous vide, and then vacuum seal it, and then freeze it. Just in case I don't get to it, you know, within a few days, go ahead and put it in the freezer. And then when I'm ready to sous vide it, I just take it out and add an extra. I put it directly in the sous vide water, the bath water for the meat. But I do it directly from frozen, so I don't have to thaw it out. And then when you do that with sous vide, you can just add like an extra hour to give the meat time to thaw out. And then, you know, to whatever your cook time was. And so normally what I do, because it doesn't matter, you can cook meat for a pretty long time in the sous vide without destroying it. So normally what I would do is like put it in, I would have my lunch break at work and I would put my sous vide stuff in at that point. And then we would have it for dinner that night. So I was thinking, you know, I could vacuum seal my chicken breasts, my steaks, like all that kind of stuff with a little bit of seasoning on them already, freeze them, and then just pull them out and sous vide them. But now Kathy Bacon's telling me I'm going to kill myself by heating things up in plastic, apparently. But anyway, what I did with the chili, it's in these plastic, like, chef-y kind of containers that we bought. But what I did is I actually pour it into a Corningware type thing. And I just cover it with a paper towel and heat it in the microwave. So I don't actually heat it in that, because I'm not certain that those, like, chef-y containers that we got are microwave safe. They probably are, but I'm not certain of that. And so, you know, I didn't do that. Anyway, so I was supposed to record that podcast last night. And we're sitting there watching Alone after eating our chili. And I get a call from Joe Batanz. It's like 9:35 at this point. He's like, Adam, also, by the way, my phone was connected to the speaker that I got for the shower. And Mark and I were sitting in the living room, and I hear Joe Batanz's voice echoing from my shower because my phone was still connected to the Bluetooth speaker in the shower. So anyway, so I had to, like, quickly figure out how to turn my Bluetooth off on my phone. And he's like, you remember we're recording, right? And I was like, oh, shit. So I had to run up here and, like, you know, quickly get up here and get my recording set up. I mean, my recording's always set up, so that's not a big deal, but just, you know. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.